Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm the bummer of home.
Stranded, yeah, mama. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Jesse Needles of St. Paul, Minnesota. Thank you for your support, Jesse. As you know, Jim and I have much music that we need to discuss every week, some of which we cannot get into the regular broadcast of Sound Opinions. So hence, we've created these bonus podcasts for that reason. Jim, give us a hint about where you want to go with this bonus podcast.
Well, Greg, I am going to play one of the great girl group tracks of all time, but not from the era that you'd think.
Intriguing. We're going to be back with Jim's song on the Desert Island Jukebox in a minute. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We're back. Jim, what song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox?
Well, Greg, you know, I was at a loss this week. Not that I didn't have a million songs to choose from. I always do. But, you know, often we peg them to a news event, and lately that's been a lot of deaths. Unfortunately, we're doing tributes to great artists. One last chance to play them out, so to speak, right? But I didn't, you know, I knew that you had a couple coming up that were in that vein, so I just opened the CD drawer, which I don't go to that often anymore, and did the old right? And where my finger landed, it landed on the Pipettes. Do you remember the Pipettes?
Yes. Big hype at South by Southwest or something.
South
like that,
by
right?
Southwest hype, 2007. Now, this was an interesting group formed in Brighton in 2003 by a Svengali of sorts, Monster Bobby, Robert Barry, right? He decides he's working as a DJ, and every time he plays a vintage 60s girl group track, the whole floor explodes, right? It's such a great mix. And you know, those Brits especially love the Motown girl group, the girl pop. So Monster Bobby sets out to revive and update the Phil Spector girl group sound with a couple of women who are incredible characters. Rose, Julia, and Riot Becky. All right, who dress in polka dots all the time. Do you remember seeing them in 2007?
Yeah, yeah, I remember it was kind of a big spectacle-type show, but
it really
it was
fun. And they were taking their cues as far as subverting the pop mainstream from those Brit evil geniuses, Bill Drummond and Jimmy Cowdy, the KLF, right? You know, who had revived Tammy Wynette's career.
Right.
So they amazingly get signed to Interscope. They have a great debut album, We Are the Pipettes. That's when we saw them. The boys would always be in black turtlenecks in the distant background, right? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be able to really tell who was in the band. It was all about the girls up front. I'm using the word girls because they were consciously paying tribute to the girl group era. But it didn't sound stale. In some ways, their couple of hits, and I'm going to play the biggest one, Pull Shapes, could have been pre-Beatles 60s, but also sound fresh and vital. They sounded fresh and vital and like they were made today in 2007, and they still do in 2023. Pull Shapes is one of those timeless pop songs, which is about dancing, right? Mm-hmm. What kind of shapes can I make on the dance floor with my body? The joy of dancing, the joy of this music. You know, they lasted one great album, We Are the Pipettes. Some of the women began to leave the group. There was a second album. It's not so bad. Earth versus the Pipettes. there's one great song, I forget its name, where they fantasize meeting aliens who also like to dance.
Right.
Who doesn't like to dance, right? But this is the song to remember for all time. And look, I'm so glad you remembered them, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, when's the last time we thought about the Pipettes? Never. That finger through the CD stack arbitrarily where it lands. I'll have to try that again. The Pipettes, Pull Shapes on Sound Opinions. Pull Shapes. Man, what a great song. Now your day is brighter,
no,
isn't
it's,
it?
You're right. I haven't thought about them since we saw them at South by Southwest. And I go, that's kind of fun. And
yeah.
They sort of dropped off the map. So thanks for the reminder. That is it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.